The state plans to take over running the ACA marketplace. Top education leaders react to ICE protest at schools, and tribal leaders are remembering an influential Osage chief. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, February 16th. I'm Deborah Shar. The Oklahoma Insurance Department announced plans to transition to a state-based marketplace for Affordable Care Act coverage. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the transition will change 2028 open enrollment.
Currently, Oklahoma relies on the federal government for its marketplace, using healthcare.gov and the customer service call center it runs. The state will join D.C. and 20 states, which have fully state-run marketplaces. This means Oklahoma will operate its own website and call center. The transition was authorized last year in House Bill 1512 by Republicans Mark Tedford and Lonnie Paxton. Insurance Commissioner Glenn Mulready says this transition will give Oklahoma
a little bit more control with bad actors or to take action if there's a situation that arises or a need for some sort of an open enrollment.
Oklahomans will continue to use healthcare.gov for 2026 and 2027 coverage. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Oklahoma's State Superintendent and Secretary of Education are responding to a letter from lawmakers calling for an investigation into student-led ICE protests. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports last week's letter called for disciplinary actions for teachers who facilitated protests.
Superintendent Lyndall Fields and Secretary Dan Hamlin issued a statement Friday morning which says they have not found proof that any of the demonstrations at schools across the state were organized or endorsed by school districts. The officials instruct districts to, quote, continue to follow procedures consistent with state and federal law. The statement says schools are legally obligated to respect students' constitutional rights to free speech, but also says student attendance is essential and schools must maintain a safe and orderly learning environment. If students leave campus, they should receive disciplinary action. The statement directs educators present during the demonstrations not to participate and says they will be subject to consequences if they do. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
State Democratic leaders in both chambers of the legislature say parts of their agenda are advancing. But as State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us, they still worry about stretching this year's budget to meet Oklahomans' needs.
House Minority Leader Cindy Munson says 21 Democratic bills in the House advanced past the first round of committee meetings. Munson highlighted House Bill 3392 by her colleague from Tulsa, Representative Amanda Clinton, as a big win for House Democrats this year. It calls for greater accountability around energy usage by data centers and other large industrial projects.
This asks the Corporation Commission to put together a report to highlight how much energy is being used, so that way if there are costs associated with this, that those costs do not fall on regular everyday people.
In the Senate, 13 bills from Democrats advanced, according to Senate Minority Leader Julia Kurt, including measures aimed at increasing housing affordability and reducing the cost of prescription medications. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Republican leaders say their top priority this year is increasing early childhood literacy rates and education outcomes. People across Indian Country and Oklahoma are mourning the sudden death of former principal chief of the Osage Nation, Jim Gray. Sarah Lisi reports on the legacy Gray leaves behind.
Jim Gray served the Osage Nation as principal chief for two consecutive terms from 2002 to 2010. While in office, he championed a new era of self-governance, leading to the tribal nation's 2006 constitution. It replaced the former tribal council system, established by the 1906 Osage Allotment Act, with a three-branch government, and helped pave the way for one of the largest fee-to-trust acquisitions in U.S. history. The nation plans to celebrate the constitution's 20th anniversary in March. Leaders across Indian Country are sharing their condolences on Gray's death, including the United Indian Nations of Oklahoma Chair Ben Barnes. He says Gray was, quote, a brilliant example to many nations that endeavor to take up the challenges of modernizing tribal government. Gray walked on last Thursday at the age of 64. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.